Approved today, a new drug from Merck, molnupiravir, getting a lukewarm reception tonight because of modest results and a risk of side effects. While doctors welcome another tool against the Omicron variant, they may be reluctant to use this one.
There's one risk with the molnupiravir is that it's going to induce mutations as it's trying to kill the virus.
Pfizer's antiviral drug, Paxlovid, authorized just yesterday, reduces hospitalizations and death by nearly 90%, almost certain to become the treatment of choice.
This pill will prevent certain people from developing severe disease and needing hospitalization.
What it does is it helps prevent the severe consequences of the disease.
Merck's drug may not be as good, but it's available at a cost of about $700 for a 40-pill course of treatment. There should be enough of it to treat hundreds of thousands of U.S. patients within days. The Biden administration's ordered 10 million of the Pfizer doses, but delivery's not expected to be complete until the summer.
We've also purchased 3 million Merck doses, which were just approved today, and we expect to get the majority of those by the end of January.
The Omicron surge, pushing the 7-day rolling average for U.S. COVID cases past 160,000, according to Johns Hopkins University, more than double the average from 1 month ago. At-home treatments promising to ease the strain on hospitals, but the CDC's advice to Americans is unchanged. Get the vaccine.
To be very clear, our recommendations are to get boosted.
And tonight, Merck is defending its newly approved product, but its pill is expected to have a much smaller role in the pandemic than was originally projected. And Marnie, the drug label will warn of serious safety implications, including the potential of birth defects, of problems in children.